Envoys from the US and North Korea will hold talks today in Stockholm. In the first formal negotiations between the two nations since President Trump took 20 steps across the border into North Korea in June. The talks were only agreed to this week, shortly after which North Korea test-fired yet another missile. For more on what may come from today's meeting, I spoke to Rory Daniels, the Deputy Project Director of the Forum on Asia-Pacific Security. The US has been seeking another round of talks for a while, but North Korea only agreed this week. So is that too short of a lead time to put together an agenda and make sure something actually comes out of these talks?
I think what's important to remember about the time frame is that the US has diplomats that are dedicated full time to this issue, whether the North Koreans are talking to them or not. So in the interim period since the Hanoi summit failed, the U.S., along with their counterparts in Japan, Russia, China, and South Korea, have been thinking about how to move forward when the DPRK is ready to come back to the table.
So what can we expect from these talks in Stockholm today then? What are the packages that are likely to be on the table?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic that we could have a small but significant deal reached in Stockholm. The rumor that's being reported is that this deal will include up to 3 years of sanctions relief on specific industries, including textiles and coal exports, in exchange for the verified dismantlement of the Yongbyon nuclear complex, plus an additional nuclear production facility. And in addition to that, there may be movement on a peace treaty or other signs of a transformed relationship between the U.S. and the DPRK. And to me, this would be quite significant for two reasons. First, it would show a willingness to meet in the middle after the failure of the Hanoi summit. Both sides would have to make some compromises in their positions. And then the second area of significance is that the deal would create a process, not just to verify the technical details of dismantlement, but also the strategic intentions of both sides. So that three-year period gives some time to develop a track record of compliance on both sides that would demonstrate sincerity and hopefully move this process along.
Well, these will be the first bilateral talks that President Trump has not brought his national security advisor, John Bolton, to since John Bolton left the administration. Bolton was known for his hardline approach to the North. Can we expect much of a change in tone from the U.S.?
Well, I think the DPRK is expecting a change in tone. So they have said that they're ready to come back to talks because they received a positive signal from the U.S. And while they never confirmed what that signal was, the timing certainly suggests it was related, as you say, to the dismissal of Ambassador Bolton. So I do expect that without that particular national security advisor involved in the process, there may well be a change in tone. But having had some limited interactions with the U.S. negotiating team, I would say that these are very serious and dedicated professionals who always approached this with pragmatism. And I would not expect to see a huge change in tone on the value of establishing a process or of the pragmatism of this particular team.
Well, also this week, North Korea test-fired yet another missile, the key difference being that this one is designed to be launched from a submarine, meaning it could dramatically extend the reach of their arsenal. Realistically, is this a nation interested in any kind of nuclear de-escalation?
We'll only find out through testing their sincerity in a real working level process. I mean, there is no doubt, at least in my mind, that those missile tests and the demonstration of an expanded capacity was timed to establish leverage before these talks or to convey displeasure to other regional actors. I think that the series of missile tests this summer that seem to be escalating over time do stress the U.S. policy community's ability to take North Korea seriously in these negotiations. But again, I believe that the only way to determine whether or not North Korea is serious about de-escalation is to get them to the table, get them to agree on a process, and then continuously test them through that process.
Rory Daniels, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on here.
That's Rory Daniels, who's the Deputy Project Director of the Forum on Asia-Pacific Security at the National Committee on American Foreign Policy.